Sure, you'd base an Edo, you're a diabolos kusim, you'd see one Eto Shimon Bays, June 6, 1982, on Tuesday.
He left over to Gemari. Mitzvah, but let's start from Itma. Rabo ma ma'inechuli, hatiroti Moshe v'hatiroti Rosh. V'levi omar shnei ma'yonesei. Nista matomei miftach hatoya, nista matoya miftach hatom. So are you mentioning? I mean, the Chassam Sefer raised the question. I mean, how is it possible such a divergent machlekes in the mitzvah? And then, I mean, everybody knows that. That the dam teya, the dam that is discharged in the meitare, also comes out from the mokir. I mean, this is well known. So how could there be machlekes? So the Chassam Sefer says that machlekes is not whether it comes out from the mokir in the meitare or it comes out from another source. Of course, it comes. Levi is also made it, that it comes out from another source. I mean, that it comes out from the mokir. But the machlekes is whether it emanates from the same cause or from another cause. From another cause. So Rav says that it emanates from the same cause. So mainly it should be done, except for the Xeros HaKosu. And Levi says it emanates from another cause. So mainly it is Toya because it's not Amnido. So it was mentioned that even that involves a certain difficulty, so still there is a machlekes in mitzvahs. And then, so we said in another pshat, that there is no machlekes in mitzvahs. In other words, that both agree that it emanates from the mokir, and both agree that it emanates from a different cause. But the shaila is whether al-pedin, the fact that it emanates from the mokir, gives it a din of damido, whether it's of menstrual origin or some other origin, as long as it emanates from the mokir. So it has a din of itamido, and we see that the shita of the Raivet in Tereskian means that even dam mako, in the mokir itself, makes her itamido. When the Gemara says dam mako, she stay, or that means if it's not zodi, if the mako is not zodi. But if the mako is from the mokir itself, so then it is an ido. So this is what Rav says. And Levi says, no, it has a din of shnei mayonis. Because sin, even though it emanates from the mokir, but since it's not of menstrual origin, it has some other physiological cause, not the menstrual. So it cannot be tummy. So nakimina would be, let's say, a violation. So in other words, since we pass through like Rav, even though it's not menstrual origin, and if you ask a doctor, he'll say it is just the reverse of the menstrual phenomenon. Just the reverse, the antithesis. But it doesn't matter. It still is discharged from the mokia. So the male, she is an eagle. Of course, I mean, everybody passes that ovulation bleeding, she has to count Zion Ki. Alright, but according to some safe, one could argue that in ovulation bleeding, she doesn't have to count Zion. Alright. Now let's see, Vidimor. Itma, Rav omar ma'in echodim, hatiroti Moshe v'hatiroti Rosh. Ma'in echodim. So now let's see the Rashi. Ma'in echod, dam abobim leidim, vidam abobim leiteya, mi'ma'in echodim boim. Hatiroti Moshe kol shivo lizoho. So, nista matome, shne mayonesei, nista matome lachash lo'ayim v'niftachatoya, nista matoya lachash meyim v'niftachatoya. So the Gemara says, my b'naye, it b'naye shifas, miteich shivo lachash shivo, miteich haboso lachash haboso, miteich haboim lachash haboim, miteich shmeyim lachash meyim, lirab reisha likure v'seifu lechumre, lilevi reisha lechumre v'seifu likure. Alright, reishe that means shifas. The rab reishe is shifas v'teichim leitume. Lidim leitare leikule. Uteo, vav agam leiposak, do ateo tiyo osei. ועצים אותי עושה, ויסי ודישוק ומתכמם להחמם, ומתכפה להחשמיני לחומרה, ותמאו להחשמיני דעתים אותי מושא, ללוי רישה לחומרה, צור, לרב רישה בשפעס מתכם לתומה למתארה, לקורא, ותאו. Now the Loshen, this is the Ochlenea raises that Shaila against Rashi. I mean, the Loshen of Rashi is, לרב רישה בשפעס מתכם לתומה, למתארה לקורא. Utehiro. He doesn't say Victoria, but he says Utehiro. So, since he uses a Russian Utehiro, some male death implies that he has reference, Rashi has reference to the woman herself. To the woman herself. Now, what does it mean? So, according to Rav, if she keeps on, if the flow starts, let's say in the late afternoon, of the 14th day, and it continues into the night of the 15th. So according to Rav, that my nechot is stable, the apple of the loy posa, do ativo tiarose, even though it didn't stop. According to Levi, since it started from the Mayan Tomei, so the mele, she is stable. So it's much like the Russian of Rashi, that according to Rav, that my nechot is teiro. But how could she be teiro? Without vile. She's in Ido, I mean Kol Yamel. And Baile is Chayiv Kores. And she's Mitame, Tares. She's an Avatume, that everybody agrees. So, what does Rashi mean? Dishifas mitichi mitume li mitare. So he says, Likulo teiro. So in other words, it has reference to the woman. So according to Rashi, it's teiro. Without Phile, couldn't be teiro. So obviously it means if she's developed. If she's developed. So when was she developed? When was she developed? If she was developed, so we have to apply the Rashi to the case. So the Sifritare says that we have to be given in Rashi not with the hero but with Toya. The dam is there. Not that the woman is there. The woman cannot be there. She's in need of Koyomero until she makes it really. So that's how the Sifritare is given in Rashi. The shifas mitichi litume limitare likule vitoya. Vitoya. And the dam is stored. The upper guard. So the dam that is discharged in the night of the 15th. She started to bleed down, let's say, 5 minutes before 6. Let's say she is 6 o'clock. And she kept on bleeding till 7 o'clock. So it's already 6 o'clock. So of course, the dam that was discharged before Shkia, before 6 o'clock, of course is stomach. But the dam that is discharged after Tisakhovin, let's say after 6:30, let's say Tisakhovin is 6:30, or Tisakhovin is 7:12, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. So then, any dam that is discharged in the night of the 15th, so is stomach. But as far as she is concerned, so until she's developed, she's in Ido, Balu is Chayiv Kores, and she's in Tami Tares. This is what the secret Tares is. But the Och Leneir, he says that what Rashi means is, L'Rav Reishe B'Shifas Mitichim Eitume L'Mitare L'Kule U'Teheo. That means with the Gemara, Rashi's reference to the case, where the woman was standing on the water, in other words, like a frog woman, you know. So she was standing on the water the whole time of the Bina Shmoshes, and she started to heavy flow before Shkia, and she went down into the water, let's say 5 minutes before Shkia, and she stayed there for an hour and a half, until Tisakhovin, and she was in a state of feeling all the time. all the time. So Mimele, Rashi, according to Rav, even though there was no pause, no cessation of flow, no hefse, it kept on flowing, the dam. But whatever dam is discharged, after the Laila, after the Tzitzak Hobi of the 19, I'm sorry, of the 15, so that doesn't make a Tomei. That doesn't make a Tomei. But she was a Tmei because of the Tumas Yemeleide, even if she didn't see any dam, she's Tmei. But she's constantly in a state of Tvile. But according to Levi, so since there was no Hepsek in the flow, and when the flow started, it started from the Mayim Tomei. Whatever Mayim Tomei means. So, it started Mayim Tomei. So, the continuation, the Hemshek of the flow, was also from the Mayim Tomei. Also Tomei. Some Mele. And so there is no Tile. So even the dam that is discharged, after the night, after the Zakehobi, but it comes out from the same Mayon, from the Mayon Tomei. So Mimele, she doesn't become Teheo until the flow stops. If the flow will stop for one moment, and then there will be a Tefillah. So then she'll be Teheo even according to Levi. But as long as the flow continues, she is in a state of Tefillah. She keeps her head below the level of water. So Mimele, there is no Tfilele, because every dam that is discharged, even in the night of the 15th, is also Mitamah, because it comes from the Mayon Tomei. Now, but suppose she stops, let's say according to Levi, such a case. The flow started before the Shkia, before the sunset of the 14th. And then it kept on, the flow continued for two hours. Then it stopped. So as long as it stopped for 1 second, for one moment, so maybe she can be developed, and she stay off. She doesn't have to count 7 days, because it's already in Meitea. But according to Levi, that it's Shnei Bayonis. So the Mele, if the flow started from the Mayim Tomei, so it continued to emanate from the Mayim Tomei. So the Mele is Damido, and it makes her a Nido. And even though there was a Kila, she was standing under the water all the time as a fog woman. So, but the Tfilah cannot be mitaya her, because she becomes Tmeo in you as a result of the continuous discharge of Dam, which is from the Mayim Tomei. But she doesn't have to count 7 days. She doesn't have to count 7 days, because when does a woman have to count 7 days if she sees the Dam in the Yemei Nidah? So then she has to count 7 days. Now every woman has a cycle of Yemei Nidah and Yemei Zivut. We'll soon discuss the Machlokes, the Rambam and Rambam. But let's say according to Levi, that is Shtei Mayonis. So Mimele, in the Yemei Teah, the reason is why the dam that is discharged in the Yemei Teah, so is not become her, because it emanates from a Mayan Toya. It doesn't emanate from a Mayan Toya, so it's like Damak. So it's like Damako. Of course, according what the Raivet says, that Damako in the Mokel itself makes her a Nido, so the Raivet says it because we pass like Rav. The Raivet wouldn't say it according to Levi, because according to Levi, so the reason is why in the Yemei Teah, so she is there, or even though she keeps on flowing down, so she is there because it emanates from a different Mokel. It emanates from a different Mayon. I mean Mayon, whatever Mayon means. From a different cause. So as the Chassam Sefer explained it. But suppose she stops. She stops at 7:30. She stops breathing. And then she's developed. So she say, oh, she's the Teresa Bible. She doesn't have to count. She doesn't have to count like 7 days as a nido. Why not? Because after all, when does a nido have to count 7 days? Only when she has the discharge of dam in the yimei nido or in the yimei zivo, so yimei zivo. So if it's the first riyah or the second riyah, so shmeras yekinegev yei. If it is three riyahs successively, so then I'm talking about the Raisa, I'm not talking the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon, of course. So every riyah's dam makes her his own devil. But I'm talking now the Raisa. So when does the nido have to count 7 days? If she sees dam in the yimei nido. Yimei nido. But once she stopped, so Memele, even though she became Meyo, and the tefillah that took place while she was Shifas was not entire her, because the new discharge that took place in the night of the 15th made her into a Nino anew, but not 7 days. The moment she stops, according to Levi, the moment she stops, she can be Tivelis, and she will be Teresa Bailo. She won't have to count 7 days, because when is there aloha that Meyo Shiva Yomim? That is, if the Yemei Nido. You see, there are two aloha. One aloha is descriptive of a discharge of dam in the Yemei Nido. So then, she has to count 7 days, not 7 clean days, but 7 days. So let's say, if a woman, I'm talking about the rice, if a woman has the initial rear in the Yemei Nido, on Sunday, and she keeps on flowing down all the 7 days, and she stops before the end of the 7 days, she stops. So then, in the night of the eighth day, she can be Tidalis, Midraisin, she can be Teratabai. So, in the Yeminido, so the Aloha is, she becomes Mayor for 7 days. If in the Yemizivo, so if she had one year, so she has to count 1 clean day. If she had 2 years, 1 clean day. If she had 3 years and 3 successive days, then she has to count Zayniki. But according to Levi, suppose she was Shifas. The flow started before the sunset of the 14th day, and it continued into the night of the 15th day. And suppose she'll be Tevelis while it continues. So she still has all the Bible. The Bible will be higher for it if it will be more allowed. Because even though there was a Tvile and the Tume that affected her as a result of the Yimei Leido, but since more than emanated was the Shard from her after the Yimei Leido, in the Yimei Teya, and that emanated from the Mayim Tome because it was a continual flow, so she became a Nido anew. But not for 7 days. Why not for 7 days? Because in order to become Meyo for 7 days, so the Riyah has to take place in the Yimei Nidus. And this discharge that took place by Shabbas in the night of the 15th was not in the Yimei Nido. It was not in the Yimei Nido. It was not in the Yimei Zivo. If it had been Yimei Zivo, because the Yimei Zivo will only start after the Yimei Teya will expire, and then she'll have again a Riyah. And then, after the 7 days of the Riyah she'll have, after the expiration of the Yimei Teya, then will be the Yimei Zivo. But by illness, so Yimei Zivo cannot start, let's say by illness and cable. So the Yimei Nidu starts on the 81st day. On the 81st day. So the Mizivo could not start before the 88th day, as of the giving birth of the Nikkei. The Mizivo couldn't start before the 88th day. In other words, let's say on the 81st day she has a Rio, on the 81st day, you know, it is Nikkei. So that commences, that starts the cycle of the Mizivo And the Dalet Yehim that immediately follow the Nidus, so that he may zivo. So if she'll have a Riyah on the 81st day, and then she'll have again a Riyah on the 88th day, then it'll be in Mezivo, and she'll have to count one clean day. But by Yehudas, if she fasts, and according to Levi, that see, in view of the fact that the flow started before the sunset of the 14th, and continued into the night of the 15th, even though she was tivelest, while she kept on flowing. So she was tivelest, but according to Levi, according to Rav, it's mitaya, even though she continues flowing. Because as far as the tumah that took effect before sunset is concerned, so the tefillah is mitaya. As far as the flow of dam that takes place after the sunset, I mean after the sacrifice. So that's nothing. It's not mitama her in you. But according to Levi, it is mitama her in you. But it's not mitama her for 7 days. It's only mitama her as long she is tmeo until she is developed. Why? Because the tmeo for 7 days, that's based upon the fact that she had a discharge in the nidus. And since the flow took place in the night of the 15th, even though it emanated from the Mayim Tomei, but it's not Yemininus, it's the Yemeteya. So in Mele, there is no aloha of Tmeo Shiva Yomi. Tmeo Shiva Yomi, that's only in the case where she had a discharge of dam in the Yemeninus. So that's the Pshat in Rashi. I mean, and we have to say like the Ochlenei. I mean, there is no other pshat. Yes.
The fact of her being so fast, I mean, to explain it so extensive over such a long period of time is almost what we refer to as hemorrhaging in the.
Oh, you are not interested in the likelihood of being shepherds. But we have to know the aloha. We have to know the aloha. What would be the aloha in such a case?
So,
and that sheds light on other cases too. I mean, you see,
so
by mentioning this example, so we understand the aloha according to Rav and according to Levi.
So if the Rosh Hashiva explains the Yoledes Nekeva Bezov, the same way the Rashi could be understood as over here on Lamed Vav by Has Safra Katani, and then over here the.
But we haven't reached the Gemara, the Rashi of Safra.
No, but I mean, you said that.
I won't discuss the Rashi of Safra.
But the woman.
Please, you said, I don't want to discuss it now.
I'm not discussing it, but you said that the woman could be Tahar, and that's a question because of the Lashon and Rashi.
I don't want to discuss the Rashi of Safra.
No, I'm discussing here, it says Tahar.
Please, I don't want to discuss it now. I'll discuss it when I feel that I have discussed it.
But
I'm not going to discuss that Rashi. That Rashi is very difficult.
This Rashi, I'm just saying, over here on Lamed Hay,
yeah.
Amod Beis.
You say Lamed Bo?
Yeah, no, but here where it says Tahara,
yeah.
So the question of the Rosh Hashiva from the fact that it's referring to the woman, and you mentioned also that the fact that she could have had the 7 days of being Naki, and then Tovel, in the after the birth of a daughter, and then after her Yumei Leda, so she's Tahar to her Baal.
Yeah, that's right.
So why is it a problem of Tahara here if we discuss that after the birth?
No, the Kashi is, since Rashi doesn't say Vitoheya, the Sidre Tare makes a collection in Rashi, and he says, Vishifaz Vitechimitumel Vitare Likulo Vitoheya, the dam is Toheya. But the woman, Monefshach, if there was no tefillah yet by the woman, so even according to Rav, she's tmeo, and she's asur lebailon, bailon b'chayiv kores, if she wasn't tefillah. Like every nido who was not tefillah, even left 100 years later, she is a nido. But, and if there was tefillah, so even according to Levi, she's tmeo. So that's why the Sidre Tare makes a correction here. And he changes, he says, the dam is toya. Without tefillah. With tefillah, as far, so then even according to Levi. Even according to Levi, let's say, if there was a tefillah, she was shifas, and then she was tefillah. So Even according to Levi. Now, we do not have to, it's true that the Ochlinea mentioned a case where she was standing in the water, the holy Nashmoshes, like a father. I mean, but we don't have to apply it to that case. Let's say, suppose she started to have the flow 5 minutes before six, and she continued to have the flow till 7:30. And she continued to have the flow till 7:30. No, I mean, we have to apply it to a case. Because suppose she went really after she stopped, so then even according to Levi, she would be the halo, because there is a relay. Even according to Levi, suppose she does not go into the water until the flow stops, and the flow stops at 7:30, and she'll go relay. So even according to Levi, she's there. So why does Rashi say there is a machlokes between Rav and Levi whether she's there or she's not there or manifesta? If she didn't go down Tfile, so, but it could be like this. Now let's say, suppose, in other words, she wasn't standing in the water all the time on the Shabbat. She was flowing with them from 5 minutes before 6 till 7:30. And she still keeps on flowing with them. Then, at 7:30, while she still continues, so we don't have to apply it to the case where she is standing in the water like a flag woman. I mean, so it's not so unlikely. So in other words, now it's 7:30, it's definitely, it's like Chovim already, it's the night of the 15th, and she still continues to flow. So she goes down for a second into the water, she immerses herself, and she comes out, and she still continues to flow. So according to Levi, if the Baal will be boiled out, even if she will stop flowing, but there won't be any new tefillah, so then it will be chayav kores. According to Rav, it will be mutal of the other. I'm talking about the rice. It will be mutal of the other. So we don't have to apply it to a case where she's standing like a flag woman. I mean, I mentioned there, the Ochlinea doesn't mention standing like a flag woman. That was my expression. But it can be visualized in a very possible way. Not that she was standing all the time in a state of thrilling. She one second. She was shifas from 5 minutes before six and without a stop. It kept on flowing. Now it's already 7:30. And it still keeps on flowing. So she went down into the mikveh and she was developed for a moment. And when she came out, she was still flowing when she came out from the mikveh. And then she stopped, but no new thrilling. And then the Baal will be boiled. According to Rav, no avera, midir rice. No avera whatsoever. Because even though it emanates from the same cause, from the same ayah, according to Rav, but that discharge of dam doesn't make her into Nido again, in you. But according to Amy, since the thriller took place while she was in a state of flowing, so right after the thriller, there was a new discharge of dam that made that Nido in you. And there was no new thriller. So why will it be high chorus if born? But suppose when it stops flowing, so she descends into the mikveh again, so then, even according to Levi, she's there.
In visualizing the situation of Shafas, yes, is it simply rendered, I mean, she couldn't do a successful Hefsek Tahara before a Tevila? Not that Dam is Mamish.
Shafas means Mamish. Why? Such things don't happen. So of course it happens.
But it wouldn't, in the case of her not being able to do a successful Hefsek Tahara, also be considered that
she's
still...
We're not talking now about Hefsek Tahara.
No. But if you may later...
One second, let me explain it to you. So I'll save you time. Hefsek Tahara, why does a woman have to make Hefsek Tahara? A Nida does not have to make Hefsek Tahara. Because all the women today have a Din of Islamic Daily. So that's why they have to make Hefsek Tahara. Naturally, on a practical level, it's impossible. to make Hesek Tare. But we are talking now about the Deraise. So, there is no Indian of Hesek Tare with Deraise by Nide. By Zove there is a loch of Hesek Tare. But by Nide there is no a loch of Hesek Tare with Deraise. So when Gemara says Shifar, Gemara means Pshutike Mashmoy, Shifar. It keeps on flowing. There's a hemorrhage, okay, call it hemorrhage. But that's what Shifar means. So, but according to Rav, even though she goes down to the mikveh, let's say at 7:30, why she keeps on flowing with that? So the tefillah is a good tefillah. It's retire her. But there is a constant discharge of dam after she comes out, it doesn't matter. That dam is not telling her. It doesn't make her into a nido in you. But according to Levi, even though she went down and she was developed, but the new dam, after she comes out from the state of fear, so that is telling her in you until it stops, and then she makes a new tefillah. So, Rashi has reference to the case where she went down after Tzitzak Chovi and Tevelis while she was in the state of Shivas, and then she came out. And then it stopped. And Bible was born out. According to Levi, it's high force. But suppose she's Tevelis after it stops, so then it's according to Levi. But, Monefsha, if it made her a leader, it made her a new, so then she has to count 7 days. The answer is, even according to Levi, but she doesn't have to count 7 days. 7 days, when is there a halacha that she's made 7 days, even that's only if she has a real of dam in the Yemei Nido. But here it's not Yemei Nido, it's the Yemei Teah. It's already the 15th day.
What would she count?
Nothing, she doesn't have to count anything. I'm talking about the Raisa.
Just
when it stops, she has to be developed. And she's Mitaras Rabbah.
And Rosh
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Shabbat.
Yeah.
She's Tovelas. And when she keeps on singing, the Rahmana Tarasana.
Yeah. According to Rav, yeah.
Is that in both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammah? Is that only in Beit Shammah? I mean, how is it?
No, that is true according to Bisilo and Bishama. According to Bisilo and Bishama. The machleket between Bisilo and Bishama is in respect to the tipe of dam itself, whether it's Itamia. There is a washing in the Miri, and I'll discuss that washing in the Miri too. But it's a Shitas Yochi, the washing in the Miri.
Oh, but
let me ask
you, referring to Bishama, even
What do you mean? Without the tefillah, she remains the gavret. The woman herself remains in Nido. The whole world, even after 100 years. According to Bishama, according to Bisilel, the machlek of Bishama between Bisham and Bisilel is in regard to the deepest dam per se, whether it's Tommy or not.
In our example, the deepest dam, according to Bishama, would not be Matamai even before the tefillah. As long as it's the Yom
Yeah, but you see, the Sifri Tare makes a correction in Rashi. The Shifas Mitzvah Tumah Tare Likuleh Uvitoy. The Dam is Toy. So the Ochlineir has the Kashe. But according to Bisilo, the Dam is Tomei. So that means that Rashi explains the Achkimine between Rav and Levi are living in Bishamai. I mean, that's not Mistata. So the Ochlineir is Deche, you know, the Sidri Tare's collection. And this is, I mean, there is no doubt that this is the Pshat and Rashi, what the Ochlineir says. Alright. So, Viseife, Vishova mitichmeh lachameh, u mitichpeh lachashmeni, lichumre, u dnei lachashmeni, daati otimos, lilei virei shel lichumre, kim zoi posko, loi nista mayim tomeh, Viseife, so memele, even if she, while she was in the state of Shifas, when it's already after Tzitzak Chovi, she went tefillah, but she kept on to be Shifas in the course of the tefillah, and when she came out, she was still Shifas. So in Meile, she's not there. But according to Rav, she is there. We say very cool, the Chivu Iposko, Lo Nista Mayim Tomei. All right, now. Mis dama yo ere shoy tovlo. Bishama yeimrim kirei koch min ragleo. U bisil yeimrim mitam lach yovei. Kosal kodai to di posko. Bish leim le rav yo ba mayen echodu. Mishim hoche mitam lach yovei. Mishim hoche mitam lach yovei. Elo leim do bashu mayonese. Ama mitam lach yovei. That it has reference to a case where the bleeding stopped before the shkia of the 14th day, so the bleeding stopped. And then, on the 15th, the 16th, she had a discharge. It didn't start. The discharge didn't start before the end of the 14th. Now it subsided. I mean the flow, the bleeding stopped before the end of the 14th day. And then on the 15th there was a new discharge. So Bisil say that it's mitam lach yovich. So Bishloy may call it a rav. Omayo lechod b'shemoch mitam lach yovich. Because it's exerus akosu that it's toya. El levi. Is Bishloy may rav dobar psal. Bishlam Rabdoma Mayim Echodu Mishimoche Mitamei Lach Miyovich. Why? Because B'yeimut Vile Tirachmona. Because it emanates from the same Mayim, according to Bisil. But it's especially the Zakosu that it's Toya. So according to Bisil, the Zakosu only implies it's Toya after Tvile. But before Tvile, it's still Toya. And because it's a question of Zer Zakosov, there is no union of Mitzias here. Elo, Mishu, Elo, Levi, Domashle, Mayonetzen. So the reason is why the Dam in the Yemei Teyah is Toya, because it emanates from a Mayon Toya, whatever the Mayon Toya means. I mean, whether it emanates from Mamesh and other Mayon, or as Chasam Sefer says, I mean, there is no doubt that the as far as Levi is concerned, so. Of course, the pshat is like I'm saying, but I only said in regard to Rav, because according to Chasam Sefer, so Rav, the reason is why Rav says my nechod, because he's chilik in regard to the mitzias. I said no, he's not chilik in regard to mitzias, but Rav shita is that as long as it comes out from the bokeh, it doesn't make any difference from what cause it originates. Whether it's an menstrual origin or some other origin, doesn't make any difference. But as far as Levi is concerned, so the reason is why the Dami in Itea Listoya is because it doesn't emanate from a menstrual cause. It emanates from another cause, from a Mayim Toya. It emanates from a Mayim Toya. So why do we still say that Eve, in the discharge took place before she went through it? So it's double achriyomish, but it emanates from a mayon toya. It's not damnido. It's damako. It's not damnido, it's damako. Damako shouldn't be mitame. So, elu mishmayon se amay mitame achriyomish, om lachri. Hochem mayaskinom bishifa. Hochem mayaskinom bishifa. That according to Levi, when Bisil says Mitam Lach Miyovich, so Bisil do not have reference to the case where she stopped bleeding before the end of the 14th day or before the end of the 7th day. And then she started having discharge on the 8th day or on the 15th day. No, but Bisil has reference to the case where the flow started, let's say, a few minutes before the Shkia of the 14th. Before the Shkia of the 14th. And it continued into the night of the 15th. So according to Bisilel, this dam is mitam. This dam is mitam. It bishifas. And bisham I say that this dam that started on the 14th and continued into the 15th is not mitam. But why should it be mitam after all? Since it started on the 14th, so we know it emanates. It's of menstrual origin. So the melee, it should be mitame lach miyovich. Ibi shifas, my time in bishamai. Kosovo bishamai, my inechodu. So in other words, according to Levi, So on this question, there is a machleken between Bisham and Bisil. Bisham, Bisil say, Ishmei Mayonez. So mainly in the case of Shabbat, so the dam is mitamilach liyonech, and according to Mishamai, it's mayan echot. So mimele, and this is special zeros hakosu, that it's toyer. So even in the case of Shifas, the dam is not mitamil. The dam is not mitamilach liyonech. El virab, or so is it. Ibi Shifas makam Mishamai, because of Mishamai yan echot. Bi ishlo imelu leidi, hadi dikebi Mishamai disila. El virab, so according to Levi, we understand the machlekes between Bisham and Bisil. Bisham I say Mayanechot, and Bisil say Shnei Mayones. But according to Rav, what's the machlekes between Bisham and Bisil? So Mayanai, Ike Benai Yemi Utvile. The Bisham I Sabre Biyemi Talarachman. Ubisil Sabre Biyemi Utvile. Ubisil Sabre Biyemi Utvile. Now let's see the Rav. Hayne dit bis lein do mal bisil bis mayon zin ein dit misham bisil. Bisil shni mayon zin khim du posak meyo. Du in nicht mal tome, vi khim du posak meyo. So, hayne dit misham bisil. Di bisil el shni mayon zin. Vi khim du posak. So is meyo. So the woman is meyo. What does it mean the woman is meyo? The woman is meyo. In other words, If there was no tefillah, because suppose there was a tefillah, so then even according to Bisila, so she the woman is stay off. So again, he means the same thing. So even though in the state of Shifas, she went down tefillah, let's say at 7:30, the night of the 15th, she went down tefillah. In the state of Shifas, so she's still tmeyo, because there was no tvile on the tume that took place the moment she walked out of the mikveh, because she was in the state of Shifas. Grilo pas tmeyo do in istama tome, will be shamay may nechodu vateiro tirosei achashuayim. So in view of the fact she did go to, even though the tefillah took place while she was in a state of flowing dam, doesn't matter. Because the new dam that is discharged, after the immersion, that's like damako. So, ubishama mayinechot, vatevot irosei, because of the zeros hakosuf, it's like damako. Eru v'rav doma mayinechot, ubisil kan kavot, say, mayike kliyom, mayikom mifrike, umaytayim ubisil mitami, b'yeime utvile, leishne shifas, leishne pisekes, kol zman shal itoblo, have doma tomei b'mei lidoso. All right. What? Yes. Protect me, the woman. Again, we have to visualize in case where the woman went down tefillah in the state of Shabbat, and then she came out still Shabbat, and no new tefillah took place. So she's snail. You see. So she's snail. All right. Now, the Gemara. Toshma, umeid in be'eudet v'zeiv she'im itam olach v'yovei. So, we made him yield if we say, even Bisham, I would say, it's not Mitamilach Yomesh. But if she was a yield if we say, where she's Nuchyeves to count Zayin Kiyin, so Bisham is made there, that she's the Zayin is Mitamilach Yomesh. So, Kedai Tocha Kaname the Pascha. That when is the Bisham, I have reference to the case where she stopped reading before the end of the 14th day. She stopped reading. And then she started to bleed on the 15th, on the night of the 15th. So if she's a Yeleres Bizei, if she gave birth, let's say, into any cable, in the Yemei Ziva of the woman, so be Shleim Rab, the Momayim Echodu, Mishimoche Mitamilach Yomesh. After all, two she's even the same. She has to count Zion King. But if she's post-communion is done, so now when she has a discharge, so it's a discharge like a damako. So that does not negate the character of Nikim. If she's Yonet B'Zeif, she has to count 7 clean days. What does it mean? 7 clean days that are free of Rias Dam, of Rias Dam Tomek. But it doesn't mean that if in the course of the Zayin Nikim, a woman will have a mako, let's say, will have a mako, and she'll bleed Machmas the mako, because she has an ulcer inside. So that will not negate the Zayin Nikim. So according to Levi, why is Bishamai made it in the case of Yeledes Vizei, that if she has a discharge of dam in the night of the 15th, so then it's done. Why should it be done? It's like damako. It should be done. Even Yeledes Vizei, if she has a discharge of damako, because she has an ulcer inside. So. To Shabbos. So, Mibishamai is Abba Gavikam Rabishamai, Mayan Echadu, Uviyemi Torah Mone, Hanan Milebi, when it's great, Vishnilo Yene, Abba Milebi, Zay, the boy is Svire, Loy. Alright. Mibishamai is Oh, Amai Mitamo, the Mokintoy Ubo, Bari Kitama Gefoso, Ukreiko, Shemitamu Lach, Mishimayan Azab, Loyovich, Mibishamai is there, become a Mayan Echadu. ומתארלו, ביהוד הסגרית את האחרים ולידו סמייה, לביהי מתו לרחמוני, איסר ביהוד הזה פשמי לנתם, דהן המילה דו אדם תואר על האחרים ולידי ביהוד הסגרית, אבל לז בזה דיפאי הסבורים, כל זמן של איסוף פה, הבודומו כדם זיו, דום אחד מיין עושה, ותאירו לתאירו סי, עד שתספר, כדכסיב, ואחר תיתה, אחר אחר לכל. תושב, כי מי דבוס התיתמו, לרבי זה זה ילו, דבוס התיתמו לרבי סלילס, דבוס התיתמו לרבי סלילס וזה, שצריך לשתי שאפשיבו ניקים, בישלנו לרב דול המיון, איך עוד הוא מישהו מוחד בי ישיב היום ניקים, אלו להבדול מה שני מיון עשה, לא מולישיבו, במשהו סגה, so, why ישיבו ניקים, if it's שני מיון עש, so, all that is necessary is, that for a moment she should stop flowing. So even though the flow started, there was a very long and continual flow, and it started in the afternoon of the 14th, but the moment it stops, and then it starts again, so that's already from the Mayon Toir. So even though she'll keep on flowing after it starts, after she starts bleeding again, so that will not negate the character of Nikim, because it's like damako, so with Mashusad, Elimi mashes agam tiftik mashel achashuayim v'nista matomei v'tamtin shivo v'tivmeo v'afru tire kol shivo yallo bin kiim v'lav dam tol. So now it's according to Levi that the shnei mayonis, suppose a woman started to have the flow in the afternoon of the 14th, and she continued to have the flow till 9 o'clock at night, in the night of the 15th, till 12 midnight, and then she stopped for one moment, and then at 5 minutes after 12, after having a pause of 5 minutes, she started to have a flow again, and that flow continued throughout the 7 days. So it's Einiki, as long as she stopped sitting down, as the flow stopped 1 minute before the Shkia, before the sunset of the 14th, even though later on she started to have a flow that continued throughout for 7 days, it still should be considered as the key. So the Gemara says, Zorakoma, Tzricho Shetipsik Mashu, Shiyawo Shivaniki. So Shetipsik Mashu Lacha Shuayim, Nikiva Dibisir Shuayim, Labevzik, Lechim Dichizeres, Viroyo Bisir Shuayim, Chozer Atom and Yipasea. Tosha, Yimei Buro Eilu Yimei Minikoso, Vimikoso Eilu Yimei Buro. Before Kame Amrinon, Miuberes Miniko Shobolo Gimleinis, Viroa Sodayo Shaito. Now there is a machlekes between Vishamai and Visilel in regard to the question as to whether, when a woman has down, sees down, whether she becomes stomach. A home is rest 24 hours retroactively, really, Mafreya. As far as Bailo is concerned, so everybody agrees, even Bisilel agrees. Now, this is one of the machlikas where Bisilel are the machmirim, and Bisham and Makirim, most of the time, so Bisham are the machmirim, and Bisilel are the machmirim. But this is one of the machlikas where Bisham are the machmirim, and Bisilel are the machmirim. Now, as far as Hetal Bailo is concerned, so there is no machlekes, so there is no aloha of mitam or mafreya. In other words, if a woman sees down, so we do not say that's a raya that she was asur Bailo even 24 hours before, prior to the riyas down, because of the possibility, maybe the discharge from the uterus into the Bezachitzen took place, let's say, 6 hours. And then it came outside the group. Now, so we got, because we are making a chazoke, since she only had, let's say, the riyas down at 9 o'clock in the morning, so that means that the discharge from the boker took place at 9 o'clock in the morning. We don't have to be chayshish. Maybe the discharge from the boker took place 6 hours before, 10 hours before, 20 hours before, 23 hours before. We don't have to be cheshish, because we are making a chazok, midraise. So, but Bisil say that midrabonon li gabi tyres, not li gabi bailo. So we are mitame her in Afreya 24 hours. 24 hours. So Menele, why? Because we are Heishish, the Gabitaires, maybe the discharge from the book had to place 20 hours before. And it remained the Mizachitz. And then it came out now, outside the group. So that's the way you pass. Actually, there is a machlekes between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai says, the Dayan Shaita, and he'll say, Nitamil Mafreya, until the last Dikin. So she's mitamei mafreya. But the chachomim meimrim loyki divrezeh, elo, they are mitamei mafreya 24 hours. Ligabi tamas, not ligabi bayim. So there are certain noshim who are not mitamei ligabi tayres misleis 24 hours. That's the noshim that usually don't have the period. Let's say, mubaras, a pregnant woman, a minekes, a nursing woman, or, let's say, a psulo who did not have the period as yet, so, or a skeino, an old woman. So, Rabbi Yisi, in the Mishnah, he holds that Mu'beres and Minekes depends. In other words, some Tanoim say that the Mu'beres, there are some Tanoim say that the pregnant woman and the Minekes, a nursing woman, so whenever she sees down, so she's Dayoshaito, and she's not with Tami mislays all the taras that she came, that she handled within the 24 hours prior. Even if she didn't miss three periods, but Rabbi in the Mishnah says that Iberes and Minekes, and Iberes and Minekes, so if she missed three periods, let's say for 90 days, she did not see any down, and then all of a sudden, she's a pregnant woman, and she missed three periods. 90 days, she didn't see any down. She didn't have the period for 90 days. And then, all of a sudden, after not having the three periods, after missing three periods, and not seeing down for 90 days, she sees down. So Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah says, so this dam will not be mitamei all retroactively limafreya, all the taras that she handled within the 24 hours prior to that riyota. So in other words, muberes and inekes, Rabbi Yisi says, shobrolo gimleines, if she missed a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, so she missed three periods, and let's say in 90 days she didn't see any down, and then she saw down. So even though the same woman touched taras 2 minutes, let's say half an hour, 5 minutes before the discharge of the down, so we're not mitamei those times because it's dayashal. So there, so the Mishnah says, in the Buro, in other words, that the 90 days can be mitzureh from the Yimei Yibo and the Yimei Minikos. In other words, Kalima, mitzdarfu in Minikos, kin hoiso mino in Miniko. She was a nursing woman. And then, the Yishilo Rifseich. And she didn't have the period. Let's say for 2 months, she didn't have the period. And then, the Yisabo. Then she became pregnant. And then, so after she became pregnant, she missed another period. So together it's 90 days. V'ishlim u'gimuleinis. Because each eino consists of 30 days. So v'ishlim u'gimuleinis, it's starting in the buro, l'imei minikoso, even though she, 60 days she didn't have the period, for 60 days she didn't see any dam in the imei minikoso. And now 30 days, so she didn't see down in the Yimei Buro. So even though she doesn't have three enes in one state, in the state of Yibo, or three enes exclusively in the state of Menekes, but it's a zero, a combination. Two enes, she didn't have down for 60 days, she didn't have down in the state of Menekes, and then she became pregnant, and another 30 days she didn't sit down in a state of evil. So Bishlema, Shkoyos and Nikom Yishchilo Lipsit, V'nisabo, V'nishlimo Gimleinez, so Nistav V'nimei Buro L'imei Menekoso, Bishlema. So Keita, Yishiko Shtai Mei Buro, V'achas Menekoso, Shtai Menekoso, V'achas Mei Buro, Achas Omehatsu Mei Buro, V'achas Omehatsu Mei Nekoso, and then she saw down. So it's not mitamei the tares limafreya at all. It's a yilu lo gimayinis bishlim l'rav doma mayim echadu mishimochet bo yehefzeg shorish enes. Eil olay diol mashne mayonesei lo mali hefzeg shorish enes bimashu sage. So bishlim l'rav doma mayim echadu mishimochet bo yehefzeg yischilo lehafzeg viyoldo so yitzricho lehashli gimayinis. Shalom mitire achalei veklum. So in other words, so we see from this Mishneh that a woman who was, who was in Menekes, and then for 60 days while she was in Menekes, she didn't see any down. Then she became pregnant, and for 30 days in the state of Ibo, so she didn't see any down either. So then, and then she saw down, let's say, on the 31st day in the state of Ibo. So she saw down, so then she's Dayashaita. So she's not vitamei the talis that she handled within the 24 hours prior. Only if there was 90 days, in other words, if there was, let's say, 90 days of not seeing, in other words, only if there were, let's say, 30 days in a state of evil after she became pregnant, she said, so so the Mishnah mentions both cases. In other words, where first she was minekes and then she became pregnant, and the Mishnah also tells us so that means that first she was muberes and then she gave birth. So let's say she didn't see any dam in the last 2 months of her pregnancy, 60 days, and then she gave birth, and then for 30 days, after she gave birth to a child, she didn't see any dam. So that's Mimikoso Eilol Meibo, where the Meibo came first, and then came the Mimei Minikoso. So only if Mimei Minikoso, she didn't see dam for 30 days. In other words, the last, for 60 days at the end of her pregnancy, before she gave birth, she didn't see any dam. Then she gave birth to a child, and then for the 30 days after she gave birth to the child, she didn't see any dam. So then, and after that, she saw dam. So then, it's Dayashai. So Bishleime Lerav, that Mayim Echadu, so that's why we require. But then you ask, usually when a woman gives birth to a child, there is a lot of bleeding. Even though the Gemara says it's possible to have a lady yabesh the tov, that a woman should give birth to a child without any bleeding. It's possible, but it's highly unlikely. So usually, when a woman gives birth to a child, there is a lot of bleeding. So the question is, how can she be considered as a nekes that had three anus without dam? If she gave birth to a child, she was necessarily bled. So Mimele, that negated the character of not seeing dam. So the Gemara says that few dinide damida lechud and damida lechud. In other words, even though we require, in order to be dayashaito, so we require that there should be three anus without dam, devoid of dam, and here she had the arias dam, she had a discharge of dam at the time that she gave birth to a child, but this dam that was discharged as a result of giving birth, that's not considered. Inasmuch as there was no other dam, there was no other dam besides the dam that came, that was discharged at the time she gave birth, so that means that she really was devoid of dam. Because dam leide, that's a separate category. So, dam leide, So Bishleime, according to Rav, we understand as to why Rabbi Yisi requires, in order that it should be say Dayashaito, so he requires that she should have 90 days without any dam, even though there was a bleeding of dam in connection in the course of the lady, but that is not counted. So as long as there was no dam, let's say after the 14 days, so the male it's considered like like 30 days being devoid. I mean, like 30 days, now let's say, suppose, now we have to visualize a case. We have to visualize a case where she bled, let's say, she did not bleed after the 14 days. She did not bleed after the 14 days. Because if she did bleed after the 14 days, then the 90 days are not devoid of Riyas Dab. But, one second. So, El Levi, Afili Chazil Achashuayim, Olav Mimayim Tome Yosef. In other words, Rabbi Yisi mentions a case of Stein b'mei buro v'yachas b'mei minikusum, of Stein b'mei buro v'yachas b'mei minikusum. So, or achas b'mei buro Stein b'mei minikusum. So that means only if you have days. Two aines or one aine, let's say, it be named in the koso devoid of riyazdab. But suppose it's not devoid of riyazdab. Suppose she saw down on the 15th and the 16th and the 17th and the 18th and the 19th. So that, then it's not ayashaito. So according to Rav, we understand. Because the dam that is discharged, let's say on the 15th, the 16th, comes out from the same ayah. Except that the Torah was mitayah, but in regard to the halacha of dayan shaiton, so she must have days that are clean, that are devoid of riyas dam. And since the dam that is discharged on the 15th, the 16th, the 17th is the same kind, emanates from the same mayor as the dam that is discharged within the 14 days or within the 7 days, so mimele, it's not clean days. But according so it cannot be mitzvah to the 90 days devoid of wisdom. But according to Levi, why does Rabbi Yisi say that he has to have 90 days devoid of wisdom, and we can be mitzvah, let's say 60 days be made in the Kosovo, and 30 days be made in Bur. So then 60 days have to be clean days. Devoid of Riyadam, the implication being, suppose one of the 60 days, let's say the 15th or the 16th day, which is one of the 60 days, so there was a Riyadam, then if she sees Dam after that, so it's not Ayashaito. But even as long as there was no Riyadam within the 14 days, even though there was an abundant flow of Dam after the 14 days, so that's like damako, like dam from the nose. That wouldn't negate the character of 90 days nikiyin, clean, devoid of riyazdam. Why does Rabbi Yisi emphasize that we need 90 days devoid of riyazdam? El Levi afilu yechazil achashvayim, holam v'mayim tomi osev, yalu v'ashlom ha-sholishenis, damu kedam ha-chikmos. So, normally have sexual shame, Bimashu Sadi. She tipsik acha yumilede. Mashu. The name is Mr. Matome. Hochekoma. Sriho she tipsik mashu kinishiyawu sholoshen. So according to Levi, this is what Rabbi Yisi means. In other words, it will be Dayo Shaito, even if she'll have many flow discharges of dam in the Yemitea. She'll have many discharges of dam, because that's like dam chaitmo. But in order to be dayo shaito, so you have to make sure that there is a stop in the dam that was discharged within the 14 days within the Yemei. And once that stops, the dam that started to flow in the Yemei, once it is, that stops, then even though there is new dam, so memele, but that's considered like damako, like dam chitmo. So it doesn't interfere with the character of gimleine, is devoid of riyazdam. Yes, what is it?
In Rav, why
don't
you say that because you say dam, that dam which is Rahmanat Torosu?
Yeah, Rahmanat Torosu, but here It is, why do we say that in Nekes and in Muberes, in other words, why do we say that in Nekes, we say that Nekes, she's in Nekes and Muberes, and she didn't see Dan for 90 days, and then she saw Dan, so it's not Mitame Mafreya, because why is the average woman Mitame Mafreya retroactively 20, all the tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior? Why? Because of the possibility, maybe the dam was discharged from the moker, from the uterus, and let's say 10, 20 hours before, and it was retained in the besachitz, and then it came outside now. But, so why? Because since she is in Muberes, and usually in Muberes does not have the period, and even though sometimes they do have, but she is in Muberes and in Menekes, in addition, she missed three periods. So then we don't have to, so we can take it for granted that this dam that she now saw, so was discharged from the mokel right now, not 20 hours before, 23 hours before. So when can we take it for granted that it was discharged from the mokel only now, not 23 hours before, only if it is established that she didn't see any dam. But suppose she did see dam. But it's imiteya. So it's a grasakosu that this dam is toya. But as far as the physiological process is concerned, it's the same thing. It operates the same way. Here it is based upon a physiological process. In other words, if a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, did not see dam for 90 days, so then it's a raya, now she saw dam, so it's a raya that this dam was discharged from the mokeo only now, not 20 hours before. Because we see that she follows up a certain pattern. Is it better? So when can we see that she follows up a certain pattern and she doesn't have any discharge of dam if she actually did not have any discharge of dam within the imeteya? But if she did have the period in the imeteya, except that that dam is toya. So it takes us a constant toya. But that shows that she did not follow up the pattern of the ordinary Muberes and Menekes. So we should say, since she discharged down, she had a real down all the time in the town, apparently there is something the matter with her. She doesn't follow up the typical pattern of a Menekes. The average Menekes does not see down while she is in the case. And this woman, so we know that she saw down on the 15th, and she saw down on the 20th, and she saw down on the 20th, on the 21st, and then on the 30th, let's say we are dealing with Yeladus Nikevo, and she saw down on the 40th, and on the 50th. So she doesn't follow up the typical pattern of a Menekes. So why do we say Dayoshaito? But according, so we shouldn't say Dayoshai, so it's Nihet according to Rav. But according to Levi, so even if she does see Dam, let's say, in the course of Yimiteya, but that Dam is like Dam Chetmo, it emanates from another Mayon. So we have no raya that this woman deviated from the typical pattern of Menekes.
Yeah.
What is it? Of course not. Rav's halacha of Mayan Echot, Hateirot Timosei Vateirot Tirosei, that applies to something that is not based upon a physiological process. But if it's based upon a physiological process, since it's the same Mayan, some Mele, she should not be considered Becheskas Misolekes Dam. The reason as to why Yimeibu Oil Yimeinikoso, because a Menekes is Becheskas Misolekes Dam. When is a Menekes Becheskas Misolekes Dam? If we see that this woman did not have any bleeding. But if we see that the woman did bleed, too, that bleeding is not Mitama. That is a Zakosu. But she cannot become just because there is a kosel that it's toya, so she cannot, it cannot establish her as becheskas mislekes dam. According to maybe, however, that he says that the dam yimiteya emanates from the family mayon toya, so maybe she should still be considered as becheskas mislekes dam, even though she had a vias dam. So the Gemara says, "Horekoma, tzricho shetipsik mashu, kivi shiyalu lo lishol shenis." So, mashu. Yimitano lishol shenis, vafilu tira. So, according to Levi, what Rav Yossi is saying, yimiburo ilu minikoso, minikoso, ilu lo miburo, so when he says, So all she has to do in order to establish cheskas mislekes dam is to stop, that the flow should stop. The flow should stop. And then, even if it starts again, and it continues, so she's still the cheskas mislekes dam. Now there is a kasha here by Rav Gnega. Tzricha shetipsik mashu. Hach mashu elimuva, lechere. To alcohol, below you are so called Melida, because the mashmoy is halosh. The plain connotation of shetipsik mashu is that what she has to do is, in other words, all she has to do is to be mafsik mashu. Be mafsik mashu. So, in other words, that even if she, let's say, even if she keeps on bleeding, let's say, the first 14 days, you let us take, and then 1 minute before sunset of the 14th day, she stops bleeding. And then, let's say, at the night of the 15th, she'll start bleeding again, and to continue to bleed day after day. So she's still the cheskas mislekes dam, and it's dayashai. That's how it's mashma. That's how it's mashma. As long as she stops bleeding before the end of the 14th day. So after the year asks, no? Hach mashu yimuvo mechere. Da'al kocho b'lo yuvas o kol yimu leide. Because according to Levi, so, tzricho shetipsik mashu. Hach mashu yimuvo mechere. Da'al kocho b'lo yuvas o kol yimu leide. Di loike hach liye gufe have a hefsek b'tir gimu enes. Di davke di b'lei dam lino liyo, dam liyo lechud, halim ad yeitzal di psichas hakev ad leide. Aval ze she reyo di sich yunei al leide, kim di mayim tome yoso, pshite di mapsi, do igora mi dam teya. In other words, when the Gemara says here, Rav Gnega's kasha is directly against the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Levi, so we don't require hefsek sholoshenis. According to Rav, we require hefsek sholoshenis. In other words, 90 days devoid of Riyaz Dam. And if she doesn't have 90 clean days devoid of Riyaz Dam, then she is not Dayan Shaitun. We don't apply the law of Dayan Shaitun. Then we say that she is Nitami on the Taras Lemafreya. Retroactively, all the targets that she handled within the 24 hours prior, according to Torah, but according to Levi, so we don't require that the Yimiteya should be devoid of Riyaz Dam. All the Yimiteya should be devoid of Riyaz Dam. All we require, according to Levi, is that a minute before the Yimisteya start, she should stop flowing down. And even though in the night of the 15th, she'll start having a new flow and it'll continue for many days, so it will not negate the character of 90 clean days. Of 90 clean days. But all that is necessary is that she should stop for one moment before the expiration of the Yudalet Yomim of humility. That's how it's mashma from Rosh Hashanah. That's how it's mashma from the Lashon of Gemara. So, b'mashu sagi, and Rashi spells it out, b'mashu sagi, she tipsik acha yimulei de mashu, the name of Nistabato. So as long as she stops after the lady mashu, even though for one moment she stops, and then it starts again, the flow, it doesn't matter. So it's considered as if there was no day. As even though she had a flow of dam in the course of the milady for many, many days, for a number of days, as long as it stops, and then the new flow starts, so it's considered as devoid, of Riyas Dam, in spite of the fact that throughout the 14 days, so there was a Riyas Dam, there was a flow of Dam, so as long as the there was a stop before the Imiteya started, so then the flow started again in Imiteya, and it continued, it's considered as 90 clean days. So Agriya's Kashi means no. According to Levi, so in order that it should be considered as 90 clean days, so then she must, so all the Imiteya must be devoid of Riyas Dam. And the only thing that is not counted is the dam that is discharged at the time she gives birth. That dam is not considered, because that dam was due to the birth of the child, But any other dam that is discharged, that emanates from the Isha, from the Moke, within the 40 days of Himilede, that certainly should negate the character of three enes without dam, because it should not be any different, it should not be distinguishable from the Riyas Dam in Yemiteya, from the Riyas Dam in Yemiteya according to Rav. Now, the Riyas Dam in Yemiteya according to Rav is negates the character of three enes of 90 days clean, even though it's Toreya, but physiologically, he chose that she was not devoid of Riyas Dam. So Memele, according to Levi, so the Riyas Dam in the Imiteya are considered like a discharge of Dam from the nose, Dam Chepa. And that does not interfere with the 90, with the character of 90 clean days. 90 clean days. But any Riyas Dam that is discharged within the Yemelede, other than the dam that is discharged simultaneously with the giving of birth, that should negate the character of 90 clean days. This is his kasha. So, the moikin hachni and gufe ave hefsek with the Yemeledes. The bedavke the Yemelede amrino liyo, dam leide lechu, hainu madiyeitze yal di psichas hakevea, the lady, aber sie schere mir sehr kim ja lady kim die mein tommy osse psite de mars e konto lei de voi gora mi dam teia e konto ra de voi gora mi dam teia e konto ra dam teia e konto ra so is mars the kim ladies because she doesn't have 90 clean days with devoid of doubt. Because she had Amteya, even though Amteya is Toya, we gamble on that. But since physiologically it's considered to be the same as Damido, so the Mele, it's Mafsik the Gimelades. And that breaks the continuity of 90 days devoid of Dam. The fact that she had a real Dam in Itea, according to Ram. Now, the fact that she has a discharge of Dam in Itea, according to Levi, it does not break the continuity of the 90 days, the void of Dam. Because that's like Dam Chet. So only the discharge of Dam that takes place in Imiteya is like Dam Chet. But the discharge of Dam that takes place in Imileide, that could be considered like Dam Chet. That certainly should break the continuity of the 90 days devoid of Riyas Dam. That's all the discussion. But I mean, I don't think that Rabbi Kmita's kashe presents a real kashe against the Gemara. Now, the Rabbi Kmita is directing his kashe not against Rashi, because he, from the Gemara's Roshi, it's mashma, like Rashi. Because the Gemara says, a lady don't ask my own saying, normally have sexual shames, be mashma. So all that is needed is, there should be a hefsek for one moment. And then, even though, as long as there is a hefsek for one moment, at the end of the emulating, there is a hefsek in the flow, so then, the continuity of the 90 days devoid of Riyas Dam is not broken, is maintained. And we apply the law of the Ishaites. How the discussion is the Gemara. Now let's turn to the Gemara, that few. Now, the few dominates, Kiritani. The 19th line from the end of the Omer, Kiritani. Yimibuo ilo minikos, minikos ilo minibuo. Kiritani. Yipsiko shtai minibuo, bachar minikos, shtai minikos, bachar minibuo. Achaz minas minibuo, bachar minas minikos, mistaz minikim oimes, bishli minibuo ilo minikos, mishtachz minikom miniko, boz lo miabit. Elo, yimibikos ilo minibuo, hecha mishtachz lo? If she gave birth. So in Mele, there was something that broke the continuity of the 90 days. Of the three anus, devoid of doubt, Iboi Seime Belevi Abesh. That's the first sentence. The thing, so according to the first Lashon the Gemara, if it's not a Levi Abesh, Levi Abesh is an unusual phenomenon. But if it's not the case of Levi Abesh, then Yemen Kuso cannot be Mitzurah to Neibo. Because what does it mean, Yemen Kuso Neibo? In other words, she had a number of days devoid of Rie. While she was in a state of mubaris. And then she gave birth, and she had the rest number of days, she had in a state of mnikosa, so it's mitzurah. But since the lady took place in the midst of this 90-day period, and that entailed a flow of dam, so Manila then broke the continuity of 93 days in order to come within the aloche of Daya Shaito, she must maintain a continuity of 90 clean days, 90 days devoid of Riyas Dam. But she gave birth in the midst of that 90-day period. So that should break the continuity of the 90 clean days. How can we apply the aloche of Daya Shaito? So one tenet is that when can we say that he may mikoso is able to mikoso only in the case of Levi Yabesh. But if she did not have Levi Yabesh, if she bled at the time she gave birth to the child, so that bleeding, that dam, breaks the continuity of the 90 clean days. And we don't apply the law of Lada Yishai. The other law is, before you say me, the middle of the hood, we don't need the hood. In other words, that the damleide is not concerned. That doesn't break the continuity. Only damido breaks the continuity of the 90 days devoid of dam. But damleide does not break the continuity of the 90 days devoid of dam. So Rabbeinu assumed that when the Gemara says Damleide Lechut, Damleide is not considered to break the continuity of the 90 clean days, devoid of Riyas Dam, that the Gemara limits itself only to the dam that comes out from the uterus at the time the baby is born. But let's say the dam that comes out from the uterus, let's say 4 days later, after the baby is born, that's not considered like Damleide, that's considered like dami. But why should we assume that? I mean, it is just as reasonable to assume that since the Gemara does say damida lechud v'damleida lechud, so when the Gemara says damleida lechud, that the damleida is not considered, is not counted. In other words, it's not considered to break the continuity of not seeing that she has a tendency not to see down, even though she did see down. But if it's that way, that does not interfere with the continuity of not seeing down. So that the that this Gemara has reference not only to the down that comes out from the uterus simultaneously with the birth of the child. Any dam that comes out within the Yemei Leide is attributable to the birth. Is attributable to the birth. Because as a matter of fact, you see, when, let's say, physiologically it is so, a woman who has a vessel, who has a certain period, she sees every 23rd day, every 25th day, or every 30th day. So if she will give birth to a child, then after the birth of the child, she might establish a new pattern of having a period, a new menstrual cycle. Why? Because the tendency to emanate down on account of the menstrual phenomenon, so that is suspended immediately after birth. And the reason as to why a woman will discharge down immediately after giving birth, that's because of the giving birth, not because of the menstrual tendency. Because giving birth to a child, it changes, it suspends the whole cycle, the whole menstrual cycle. So the Mele, since the Gemara says that damnida lechud v'damnida lechud, that only damnida breaks the continuity of gimoides, devoid of dam. So, but damleide does not break the continuity of gimoides devoid of dam. So it's not only when the Gemara says damleide, the Gemara doesn't limit itself. Only to the dam that is discharged simultaneously with the birth of the child. Any dam that comes out in the Yemei Leide, any dam that comes out in the Yemei Leide is attributable to the birth of the child. When a woman who is not in real days has a discharge of dam, so that discharge of dam is of menstrual origin, because of the menstrual phenomenon. But when a woman emanates dam, discharges dam, right after birth, whether it's on the first day after she gave birth, on the second day after she gave birth, or on the 14th day, so that's attributable to the lady. Because the lady entails a suspension of the menstrual cycle, and the dam that emanates in the course of Yemelede is not attributable to the menstrual phenomenon. At the contrary, it's attributable to the giving of birth. To the giving of birth. So Yemelede, so we can understand the Gemara Kipshute when the Gemara says the El Levi Domashni Meini say Mama we have six shalashini bimashu sagi. As Rashi explained the Gemara, Bimashu Sage means that it doesn't matter whether the woman has a discharge of dam within the Yemei Leide or not. Even if the woman has a discharge of dam every day of the Yemei Leide.